looking to the end zone for the win. He caught it. Ball game. Chiefs to the championship game. These two guys know each other. Unbelievable. This is just unfathomable. The Bills had won this game. It was over. Josh Allen with a perfect postseason. And Patrick Mahomes somehow comes out there and shows the world, I'm still here. Oh my gosh, one of the great games you'll ever see.
A game for the ages. The Kansas City Chiefs will host the AFC title game for the fourth straight year this Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. Joining us now for more reaction is Father Richard Rocha, the Catholic chaplain for the Kansas City Chiefs. Father Rocha serves as the pastor of St. Robert Bellarmine Catholic Church in Blue Springs, Missouri. He's also the chaplain for the Kansas City Royals in Major League Baseball and the Kansas City Police Department. Good morning, Father Rocha. Welcome to Morning Air. Thanks so much for joining us. It is a joy. It is so great to be with you for the first time here on the show.
Good morning, John. Happy to be with you.
Father Rocha, as a former high school and college football coach, and now as a chaplain, how special was that epic win for the Chiefs last Sunday?
First of all, I had about two heart attacks, and people probably had more. But from a coaching standpoint and as a player, I said one of the best games I'd ever witnessed. So it'll go down in the centuries, I'm sure.
No question about it. You've seen so many games. You've been there on the sidelines, in the locker room. You have been around this game, the NFL football, and even at the high school and the college level. But football has been called the ultimate team sport. Of course, the Chiefs coaches do a great job bringing the Chiefs to where they are right now on the field. But from a spiritual perspective, can you talk a little bit about the job of an NFL chaplain?
The job of an NFL chaplain and is to bring Christ to these young men. I've always said, these young men that football will go away one day, but we've got to embrace God Most High. That whole faith and then family and then football should still be carried out, from those younger playing days all the way through the NFL.
Father Rocha, what's the experience like to be a spiritual coach for the Kansas City Chiefs? Opportunity to pray with these guys, to say mass at the stadium, to bring them the sacraments. Can you just give us a perspective?
Sure. I was just visiting with a former official for high school and college, and he remembered me as a chaplain for one of our Catholic high schools. And the first couple years, I never did go down on the field. I always stayed in the stands. And the head coach again called me down. Father, please, come down and be with us and be on the sidelines. And when I went down there, it was and this was quite a few years ago, about 8 or 9 years ago. I remember just my whole demeanor changed and, stepping on that grass, kind of like Field of Dreams, I guess. But I just turned into coach mode and yelling and then, screaming and calling out things. Finally, one of the head coaches, one of the assistant coaches said, Father, Father. And again, I was not paying attention at first. And then I screamed back at him. I said, what? And he said, you're on the field. And so I looked down, I grabbed my collar, and I went, wait a minute, I'm a priest, and I shouldn't be doing this. I said, see, I know you should have never had me on the field, but to be there as a coach on the high school and college level and also to transition, obviously, not only as a priest, but then as a spiritual coach, coaching on God's team, it keeps that aspect of the faith, of the three F's, the faith, family, and football, that, my goodness, that's up to me to continue to help lead these guys closer to Christ and try to get them to heaven and then them, their families. I always share with them if God can tear down, a good, strong man, a husband, father, then he really can, if the devil, I'm sorry, if the devil can tear down a husband and a father, he really can ruin a whole family. And so again, it's just inspiring, continuing to inspire them, and you know that God's got to be first, and that football will go away, and but to live in the moment and continue with that. So
we're joined this morning by Father Richard Rocha, the chaplain of the Kansas City Chiefs. And Father, you obviously have had a passion for the game of football for a long time. How gratifying is it that the good Lord has allowed you to stay connected to the game that you love, that you coached for many years, and now you're able to serve and be a spiritual father to many of these Catholic players on the Chiefs?
It's really been it's a good indication that we can never outdo God in generosity. And I really remember struggling. Football was a part of my life back then for probably 23 or 24 years as a player and a coach. And after 14 years of coaching, I discerning and thinking, "Gosh, Lord, I mean, I think I do a pretty good job, you know, instilling the faith into these young men and helping them to be good men and off the field as well as on." And I wanted to be married and have a big family. And what are you doing, Lord? And I had a couple other brothers that thought maybe, how come, you're not calling any of them? And just really being self-centered and selfish in a way, looking back, that football really, and being married and having a family was really kind of a top priority. Looking back, I thought, hey, Lord, these are the paths that I want to take and jump on board, as opposed to what's your will for me, Lord. It was a struggle to go through, and then just to realize that now as a priest and the first opportunity I had to be involved in sports was to be a chaplain at one of our high schools and to have mass for the teams and what have you, and then going into being a chaplain for the Kansas City Royals, Catholic chaplain, and I'm going to be entering my 16th year doing that, and that was just a wonderful embrace of wow! I thank you, Lord, for involving me and continuing to involve me in sports in some way, and then getting invited to the NFL Combine by Ray McKenna, who heads up the Catholic Athletes for Christ.
But good friend of the show, an old buddy of mine, Ray, doing great, great work with Catholic Athletes for Christ.
Right, he did, and he invited me to the Combine, so I get there and meet the other Catholic NFL chaplains, and I'm there as the chaplain for the Kansas City Royals. Well, I met then the general manager for the Chiefs, and he said, "Are you the one the priest that used to coach football?" And I said, "Yes." He said, Can we talk and visit, when we get back to Kansas City?" And I met with him, and then he said, "Father," he said, "we have two or three priests that do mass for us, and I just want one. I want one permanent Catholic chaplain." And I said, "Oh, okay." And he said, "I want that to be you." And I said, "Oh, well, I'll have to double check and make sure the bishop's okay with that." And he actually appoints you to do that. So everything worked out, and it's just awesome how the turnaround and to continue to be in football in this way.
What a tremendous blessing. I'm sure you're asked many, many times over the years, do you ever pray for a win for the Chiefs? What do you say to folks when they ask you that question?
never pray for a win. No. And even when I was coaching, don't pray for a win. You just pray, "Please, Lord, may you work through these young men." And then at the end, it may be, let's hope we play a little bit better than them.
There's a lot of Catholic and Christian players all throughout the NFL. Real briefly, a couple of guys on the Chiefs that are Catholic that impress you. I know that your clutch all-star place kicker, Harrison Butker, is a very devout guy, very serious about his Catholic faith.
Yes, he is. He's what a wonderful young man and inspiring for all of our youth here, Catholic youth in the area. He really tries to reach out. And last time an event like that we were together was at one of our Catholic high schools, and they were having a vocation day, and they had me come in and visit with the men, and then Harrison came and was on the socket after that. And but he really does wear that on his sleeve, and it's so great to see that in our young men, just the inspiration that they get from his level of play, but his putting God first.
He's had a lot of big kicks, but that 49-yarder to tie it, it was unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, again, after missing the field goal and one extra point in the earlier regulation play, I pray a little extra for that. But it was so, what a great comeback that he kicks a field goal to tie it. And just that whole drive of the 13 seconds, I just not that I ever lost hope, but I said, wow, Lord, you know, this is going to be challenging. But what a great, epic moment.
Father Roach, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm sure there's a good feeling with the Chiefs this week heading into this AFC title game with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes, I hope we come down from the clouds, which I'm sure as professional athletes they do. They rejoice in that moment, and then the very next day get a day of rest, and then right away, aiming for and gunning for the Bengals. But, losing that game earlier in the season, obviously wasn't any fluke or whatever, but what a great young quarterback they have, and a good football team. So, definitely want to continue to be positive and try to think of a great message I'll give to the men and the coaches on Saturday night.
Well, Father Rocha, I got to tell you, full disclosure, I'm a former sports reporter for over 20 years with many different sports networks, Fox Sports Chicago and others. So I, too, share your passion for football and baseball and all the sports. So it's such a joy to be with you. We're going to have you come back to further talk, because there's so much I could talk to you about, some of the spiritual and the life lessons of football. We'll have to save that for another day. But thank you so much for taking the time to join us here this morning on Morning Air.
Thank you, John, and God bless you guys for your work and for continuing to spread the news of our Lord throughout the world.
Thanks so much. Father Richard Rocha, the Catholic chaplain for the Kansas City Chiefs.